next item is public hearing number 11 pertaining to crabbing to allow for alternate daily time period for crabbing under special permit. Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly.
I'll cover that in just a second. Mr. Ty Farrington, who's a member of the Blue Crab Management Advisory Committee, has requested that there be a change to the lawful daily time limits associated with crab potting and peeler potting. And what Mr. Farrington had originally suggested was a 4 a.m. to noon crabbing time for the months of May through August, and a 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. afternoon for the month of September, and each of those times are an hour early. You may recall that Mr. Farrington had a request last year, but that was in August for the month of September, and at the time the committee was really not any consensus on the committee, and the commission decided to just keep the times the way they were. The difference this year is Mr. Farrington has cleared up the situation in that the permit would be an alternate permit. It wouldn't be everyone working an hour earlier. It would be by choice, so that if you decided you would like to start work an hour early, you would receive a permit to do so. And what we did this time, since you received this before last month's commission meeting and you directed us to advertise it, we contacted the Crab Management Advisory Committee members, and you have the letter from Jack from April 27th in your packet. We explained the situation to them, and really, I think we had to prod a little bit, but we did receive 10 responses, and it was still a split. Five were saying that they did support it, four they did not, one abstention. But I think you have to take that in light of the committee makeup. It's a very good committee because it combines commercial, recreational, and environmental interests. So of the members, probably six don't really have any kind of stake in when they crab, because they don't. That's not what they do. So I think you have to look at that aspect. The other thing to look at on this issue is we did receive a comment from Captain Rose in the northern area that it would complicate things a little bit there because of the manpower situation that they have. That was a comment we had from law enforcement. So I think overall law enforcement reviewed the regulation and found it to be, okay. And I think for the Northern Neck, to look at that area, from what we know about the Northern Neck with other fisheries, there's a great fidelity of fishermen or crabbers to that area. You know, so you get to know who's there. I think the one advantage is it will be known who's fishing an hour earlier, both by the Marine Police and also by the fellow crabbers. So I think that's one advantage. It's sort of a close call, I think, overall, in thinking about this. What we would hope to do, based on the letter that you have, Mr. Farrington has suggested that instead of May, just start this in June. So if you can turn to your regulation that's attached and go to page 3 of 7, paragraph C, the change would be four lines down. Instead of having May there, it wouldn't be there. It would just be June, July, August, and September would be 1 hour earlier. And then if you go down two more lines, it would be 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it would read from June 1 through August 31. And towards the end, the second last line of that paragraph, it would be during the months of March, April, and May, October, and November. So there'd be no change to May. It would just be June, July, August, and September that would be 1 hour earlier. It's a close call because there really are some situations that you cause problems with having variability. However, in this case, You have to keep in mind there are about 36, I think, medical permits. So these are individuals who have asked and received approval to be fishing either earlier or later, depending on medical conditions. In a lot of cases, it's earlier. It's sun-related, and they want to get out of the sun. So you have those individuals. The second reason that staff is supporting this is that I think overall it's looked on as a concession in a time when, over a two-year period, the commission has allowed a minor modification of the conservation plan, and that was to have the sanctuary close May the 15th this year, and that's really the only concession. The other thing, we do want to keep it under control. So this wouldn't be a system where someone could say, I'm going to work an hour earlier and then come back and say, you know what, I changed my mind. I want to work the regular hours. If they choose that hour earlier for those 4 months, they're going to be locked in to those hours. The other benefit that I think here in terms of our staff at least is that next year we'll have a cutoff date of May 15th. They make their declaration. They're locked in, and the way we see it, it's done through the licensing agent. We're not even in the permitting business. So that's what staff is recommending. I am watching the commissioner a little bit, so.
I can understand that. The question, you know, and you used the example that it's an individual permit. But really, is it an individual permit if law enforcement has to determine each individual crabber, whether they're crabbing under that permit or whether they're not crabbing under that permit? It's not really individual, but so much as far as enforcement's concerned. Is that true?
Try me again on that.
Okay, I'll run it by you again. It may be an individual permit to the individual who elects it, but law enforcement is going to have to determine what time of day that individual went to work. And for it to be enforceable, they're going to have to determine the entire pool, whether they're operating under that permit or whether they're not. So how are they going to determine when they come across a crabber, other than asking for every permit at a certain time of the day, whether there is a permit situation or not a permit situation?
I think we face that situation now with the 36.
36 is a lot easier to control than then when you go to this regulation, it's going to be the entire pool of crabbers.
I mean,
am I missing something?
Well, I think
unless they become known to, I mean,
I think we're all aware that once law enforcement starts pulling some permits, or someone doesn't have permits, that's a lot of the deterrence right there. I think that's the way that would work. The second,
if law enforcement supported it, it's their job to make sure it gets done. But it's my job as the agency head to make sure that the effort aspect is addressed, that they're not exceeding that, and that's my only concern. I'm not going to throw a wet blanket on it.
Right.
If staff supports it, law enforcement's fine with it, that is my only concern.
Well, I think it's a close call for us. You know, we talked about it quite a bit. And, you know, it's looked on as a concession for right now. However, if there are problems, it's going to be very easy for staff to come back to the commission and ask for a rescission of this.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, Rob? Mr. Tankard?
But let me get this straight. So you're saying here in an administrative fashion, it's a close call. And what are the officers saying?
Captain Colonel Rhodes is here.
The recently married Colonel Rhodes.
That's why he's smiling. Colonel Rhodes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Law enforcement doesn't look at it as being close. It's, Commissioner, as you said, we're going to have to go out and check every crabber that's out to determine what his category of crabbing time is, whether he's on a medical, whether he's on his alternate, or whether he goes with the conventional time.
So to y'all, it's no big deal. You're going to enforce it anyway?
We'll do the best we can with it, but it's going to be difficult. Because the problem we're having with the medical exemptions, if we go out and check a medical exemption, then that's on the radio, and the people that are not supposed to be out there either stop crabbing or go back to port till we leave.
Once again, it's that 5% rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a further follow-up, Mr. Cunningham?
I have a
follow-up. Go ahead, please, sir.
So it just seems to me that the variation is what we're looking at here. So at the same time, I'll ask you a simple question. If there's no variation, it makes your job easier. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, question.
We got Mr. Robbins and Mr. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to ask, what happens, and this is going to be for either Warner or Rob, what happens if there are two permits on the vessel? In other words, you have two people working together. One has the permit, one doesn't.
Rob, that's a regulatory formulation question.
We talked about this, and there will only be one permit. So if an officer went to a vessel and it was an hour before or shortly thereafter and someone produced a permit, they'd be fine. If the other person wasn't permitted, they would automatically be out of compliance right there.
By being out on the boat?
Yes.
Regulation written as such?
Well, no, it's not right now.
Okay.
If you don't have a permit, it means you don't have alternate hours. So the regulation that's currently in place already specifies that that individual would be working from either 5 to 1, depending on the month, or 6 to 2. So if you look at the regulation, there's an exception or an exemption built in that paragraph C. But that's only going to be for those who choose to have that alternate permit.
Okay, but just
Mr.
Robbins, to follow up, if Ernie and I are working together and we both got pots overboard and Ernie has a permit and I don't, and we're stopped at 12:30 and we say, I'm working, working my pots today,
yeah,
but Ernie's got a permit, where does that leave the operator?
That leads where a lot of these issues lead, that you just have to know what the individual's doing. You know, you'd have to see whose pots you're really working.
Real quick, this goes right back to effort. I mean, at the end of the day, it's effort that I'm worried about. Does that, because the loophole affords an opportunity for more effort than what is there. From a fishery management perspective, is that little amount of effort, if it's exceeded, going to cause a problem as far as the numbers are concerned? That's the bottom line. Because I'm not going to rely on law enforcement being responsible for this reg that is a concession that is going to be difficult to enforce. They've got enough that they really have to enforce on, and I'm not putting you in a box. I'm just saying that from
the
management perspective.
The close call is on the enforcement side, not on the fishery side. It's realizing that there have been comments by Captain Rose, and you know, that's really the close call.
Okay. But what I'm hearing is, from an effort perspective, that if the effort is exceeded by the amount that may occur, it's not going to be problematic.
That's correct, and the reason that is because of what started in 2008 with the conservation plan.
Okay. Further questions?
Yes.
We got Mr. Tankard. I'm sorry, Mr. Fox first.
When an individual goes in and gets a permit for the alternate hours, is law enforcement informed that that individual got the permit, and do you have a list of names of permitted individuals that available in the boat?
Similar to our crab agents that we have now, the listing would be furnished. But the benefit of this listing would be, starting in 2012, it would be a one list, one time.
One time, but if you have not
by May 15th,
right. You cannot do it.
That's right.
Mr. Tankard?
Do you think there's really, as far as the crabs go, any real difference that 2 hours makes?
Well, this was all based originally on First Light. And I think overall in the crab industry, you would think that they would want to be close to First Light within an hour or so. Some individuals, like Mr. Farrington, their interest is that they want freshness of product in the heat. And what Mr. Farrington does is he'll sell part of his crabs to a buyer, but then he'll market the rest of them himself. And
2 hours in the midday could be.
So that's a big deal for those individuals. And I think a reason that a lot of individuals won't be interested is, you heard last year from Peeler Pot fishermen that they wouldn't want to move the time because of the fact that they want to see what they're doing. They want to sign the crabs. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider as well.
Mr. Robbins, you have a follow-up?
I did. I know, just to the point, I think it was a significant concern last year in the heat that we experienced from a market perspective. But I wanted to ask if we did it, Colonel Rhodes, if we could have an evaluation at the end of this season that gives a picture, a sense of, that gives the commission a sense of how well it worked and how enforceable it was, what sort of problems you had. I mean, could we, if we move forward with it, could we get a report at the end of the season in terms of how much factor you had with compliance and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. We can prepare a report.
I was going to hope that would be part of, if we decide to approve it,
right,
that that's a clear understanding, it's a concession, it's a pilot-type project, that if there's any glaring problems, even during this season, get back to us as soon as you can so we can look at it. Because I'm just a little worried. Mr. Schick?
I think we also might want to consider not allowing two people with different starting times on the same boat in this. Can we add that to this? Or
absolutely. Yes, I mean, sir.
That would be a tremendous help.
I think that would be a big help.
I think we're distilling it down, for lack of a better term. Further comments by members of the commission? Thank you, Colonel. This is a public hearing. Rob, do you have something?
Yeah, one other yes, addition sir. Would be in the evaluation, the May 15th cutoff for submitting for an alternate permit, alternate daily time limit permit, is mentioned. We would say that it probably should be in the regulation itself as
sure.
part of the regulation.
Can you add that to that?
Yes.
Well, question on that point.
Mr. Fox?
We're past May
2012, Mr. Fox.
We're past May 15 this year. Could we set a date for this year?
No, this year will be there will be application, and we'll be handling the permits. And then for next year, for 2012, May 15th will be the cutoff.
I mean, and could we have for this year June 15?
I'm not sure how fast
good,
everything
good
would
thing,
get out, but
I think we could handle it with some flexibility this year. But
yeah.
if we cut it off too soon, as Rob said, word of mouth and things like that, it may be problematic for an honest person that missed it or whatever. So we'll get through it, I guess. As good government's supposed to do. Further comments? Anyone in the public wish to be heard? If not, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do appreciate the law enforcement concerns we've heard today. I think those are probably the most significant concerns regarding this. I would suggest that if we move forward, we do so on a pilot basis, as has been suggested, and also that we amend the proposed regulation so that multiple crabbers working on the same vessel must have the same permit status.
As a pilot project, would you, Mr. Robbins, consider maybe enacting a sunset clause so we could take it up again so that they'll know that we're going to look at it again, or what's staff's position on that? Leave it and just revisit it?
I think you'd want to see the report from law enforcement and from fisheries.
Well, I was going to be sunsetting it way into next year, but
yeah.
whatever you prefer. But we want to make sure that this thing's working.
Yeah. Well, you'll definitely get a report back from all of us.
All right. Is that in form of a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve the proposed amendments as have been modified by staff today to the crab regulations to provide for the alternative work hours by permit, and furthermore that if multiple crabbers are on the same vessel, that they have the same permit status.
Second to the motion, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.